This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Our question about going on a date and what was the moment the date went sideways. We'll start with this one. They say on the scale of love at first sight comes the tale of Mazyar Azerbanyad, who had a first date more along the lines of a high-speed cop chase, and it ended very poorly. As the Guardian reports, the 20-year-old personal trainer, he was out on a first date on April 9th and was driving his date home when he was pulled over by cops in Newcastle, UK. Tale goes a little something like this. He was headed home in the early hours when a police officer pulled him over for excessive speed. He also had a broken taillight. Now, when the officer approached, he said, "Nah," and sped off.
His that date, is a quote, correct?
His date told that to police. He went, "Nah." Secondary problem, he had a provisional license. Only 3 driving lessons under his belt and no insurance. He fled at speeds of over 120 miles an hour. 5 police cars were wrecked in the eventual catastrophic collision that sent 7 cops to the hospital. One of the cars had the roof torn off. Courtney Redfin, who was the date, said there will be no second date. She told the man multiple times to stop. According to the judge, in her opinion, she thought he could have killed somebody.
You think?
He's now been sentenced to 14 months in jail, and a judge had to say this. You should have been nowhere near the driving seat of any vehicle that night, let alone one such as a BMW X5, a large and powerful SUV.
Never been on a date where the cops got involved. I am happy to say that.
I have.
You have?
I have.
What the hell happened?
I was parking.
And?
A cop came up to the car.
Okay.
Well, I was having sex, and I was naked in my car.
Oh, well, okay.
You're using parking as the term of hooking up in a car.
Yes, exactly.
Parking.
I was parking on it with a date.
It's been a while since we've been in high school.
Yeah. Here's the thing on this guy. He pulled up behind me. He had his lights off for at least 500 yards. So I didn't see him come up on me. I did not know he was there. He was just looking for parkers, but he never turned his lights on because he didn't want to, he wanted to catch people in the action.
You know, sure.
He didn't want to have people have time.
It was pre-cell phone.
To put their clothes on real fast.
He probably masturbated in the front seat of his car.
This guy was kind of a perv cop. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to walk up.
What are you kids doing?
Seriously.
Well, I think they just do that in a lot of parks.
He walked up to the car, Ted, with a flashlight, popped it on.
Yeah.
When he looked through the window.
Well, yeah.
Not like walking up to the car, flashing where you're trying to
walk.
Well,
no.
Because that would alert you.
Right.
Exactly.
So but I can't see you in the dark.
You asked if I'd ever had a situation on a date.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think it makes the cop a perv. It's just, no offense.
Yes, it is.
All high school kids are dumb.
Yes.
And everybody's like, let's go to this park and smoke weed or hook up.
That's
cops
exactly
know
right.
That.
Because they did it when they were in high school.
So they drive up without their lights on and walk around looking for a car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The problem was this young lady was the daughter of the man on the city council in that little town.
Does that help you or hurt you, though?
Oh, well, he knew her.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, man, if you want to bring this up.
I'm not sure, because he went back and talked to her, and I stayed in the car.
That benefited you.
I hope so.
It absolutely did. If this is just some random chick that you're there with, maybe they call your parents. Who knows?
That's basically what she came back and said. He promised not to call my dad.
Exactly. Yeah. City council. Yeah.
I got pulled over once But I wasn't driving. We had taken, like, before Uber, you could just kind of rent a car.
Yeah.
I was on a date to drive us all the way out to Snoqualmie, right? I didn't own a car at the time. And we got pulled over the car service. The guy was speeding. That was kind of awkward. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks for speeding.
Our question on the Social Positive Friday, what was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts here. Rose in Tacoma says, I was newly divorced and back out on the dating scene after about a year. Guy went on a date with, he told me, I could lose 30 pounds if I stopped drinking. I'm 5'4", 145, completely normal weight for a 40-plus woman. Nowhere in his profile that he states that he was sober and anti-alcohol. I literally walked out. Fun time. Met a woman on Tinder. We talked for a week. She invited me to her house for dinner. We had a seat on the couch. Saw a picture of her and her husband and her kids on the mantle. Asked her about it. She admitted she was cheating. I left immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, probably a good move.
Damn.
Man.
Okay.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh.
Hola. So when did the date go sideways?
I had seen this girl a couple times, and we decided to go down and see the Silvertips play down in Portland. So we're coming back up I-5, and it was the car that went sideways. I saw some brake lights in front of me, and I tapped the brakes, and the thing locked up and started sliding. It just happened. It was the only stretch of I-5 that didn't have a guardrail in the middle. So I slid down in the middle of I-5, muck and slush splashing everywhere. And all I could think of is, if I stop the car, I'm not going to be able to get out of this. So I just kept it floored. Passed about 10 cars, was able to get it back up on the highway when there's an open gap. And I look over at her, and I was kind of laughing, and her eyes are the size of saucers. She's got her feet up on the seat, just scared to death. It turns out she had been in a bad car accident when she was 16 and had some PTSD over that.
So all right.
I gave her a good scare. Good thing is, 10 years later, we're still married.
Okay.
And she brings it up all the time. The downside is, I ever see brake lights, I hear about it.
Was it raining? What were the conditions on the road where your brakes locked up?
It was snow. It was kind of a freak.
Okay.
Snowstorm that came in quick. I grew up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, so I'm kind of used to driving in snow and stuff like that, where I just knew just to not panic and kind of just miss the car in front of me.
Well, you know, when you say it like that, it's very simple. Miss the cars, don't panic. It'll be fine.
Did the T-Birds win?
Yep. Don't panic.
Silvertips.
Or Silvertips, did they win?
Silvertips won, yep.
Okay.
How long did it take for you to get a second date out of this? Did she hold any aggression toward you about this, or did she understand that, well, you're just driving like a Michigan guy in the snow?
We didn't talk for 2 or 3 days, and I kind of got worried about it, but we'd already had plans to go somewhere else, so
okay. It
wore off, but it's one of those things that it holds over my head.
I'm curious, what is the dating scene like in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is one of the most rural areas in the continental United States?
I guess it's, I don't want to really say rednecks, but it's a lot of, you know, like you go.
What do you want to say then? Everyone understands what redneck is. Just, it's fine. What's the next best description?
I guess kind of hillbillies would be, you know, there's a lot of women that'll know how to skin a deer and rebuild a carburetor and fix your truck for you.
All right. All right.
I got to be honest with you.
That sounds great.
With country music anymore, I don't know that people in the country think redneck's a slur.
I just heard one of the country people's like, it's a way of life, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we know what it is. I mean, just like your neck's red because you're out there working.
Right.
That was her whole point.
So,
would you rather be called a redneck or a hillbilly, though?
Well, that's the thing. They say hillbilly is a slang. So I grew up being called a hillbilly. Never really bothered me.
All right.
To me, it's just like, it's a term. Mm-hmm. But it's not something where I go like, well, they didn't know how many hills we walked. I mean, who cares? I'm not a goat. I mean, like, okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really take offense to that.
Especially, like, where we grew up.
I'm sorry. If there's another meaning that I don't know about, but to me, it's just...
There can be.
Yeah, no, but Miles is right? And, well, I mean, no offense now, but obviously where we grew up, like, I if like, right, people from West Virginia would be like, goddamn hillbillies.
Yeah,
but it would be bad. But also, like where I grew up, College Park, we still had rednecks.
We had plenty of rednecks.
You know, just want to work on trucks, listen to country music,
fix carburetors.
They'd be a self-professed redneck, right? But even a redneck would say, "No, that's a hillbilly." So to me, hillbilly always had a much more negative connotation.
You know,
like a redneck might like his Dodge truck, but the hillbilly was making moonshine and never wore shoes.
Hillbilly is based on location.
Sure.
So it's based on...
We understand what I'm saying, the connotation of
it. You can be a redneck and you know, like what you like. If you're a hillbilly, technically you're kind of out of the outskirt of town. You kind of live alone. You don't really associate with people that much.
Sure.
And you're very self-sufficient, but that also includes dating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Within your holler, you know what I mean? Like all
dating
these
within your holler,
yeah. All these things. Maybe your kids don't go to school.
I'm just saying the connotation was like, look, man, you could be in the middle of the city. You could be a redneck. A hillbilly had to be visiting.
Yes,
you know but hillbillies I mean? Do it as well to us, right? Like I like going up and getting cabins in the woods and stuff. And like some of those little bars I go to, like I'll start talking to people and they're like, haha, lowlander.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Look, wherever you're from, there's something negative about it. It's all fine to me. I'm like, whatever, man.
If the sign says no trespassing,
believe
it. Good chance of a hillbilly. What was the moment of the day?
Wait. It depends how far away the sign is from
it's on the gate.
The home.
It's
right.
on the gate.
Because I'm gonna say, I see a lot of no trespassing signs, but it's like mounted in your living room window. I'm like, I don't believe you. I feel like if I'm delivering Amazon, right, you have no problem with that. I feel like the one that's on the fence and it's a barbed wire fence, like if it's Amazon, I'm going to leave it out here.
They'll have signs that don't say like, it'll say, go ahead, I dare you to pet my dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say. I think in the city, it's more of just beware of dog is a big dog just barking.
Yeah, it's supposed to the dog's up at the gate screaming at you.
I mean, they just put that sign up there to mess with you. What was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
This is a good thing, but you ever seen those videos where it's like, somebody's got like a golden retriever or something, and the sign is just like, just pet, please pet the dog. And it's just like on the fence, like, hey,
I'm here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.